piss. Keep it simple, stupid.
To say this out loud, I don't fucking care, dude. It is election week. I mean, election year, and some of these migrants know the laws that protect them better than the laws that protect you as a fucking citizen. Mm-hmm. Testicles, 1, 2, testicles. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Paranoid Radio Podcast. I am your humble host, Trebles Garcia. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today, and I want to thank every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space. Do not forget to check us out at ParanoidRadio.com. You can now stream for free, and you can also watch the episode Vax 2 with Jenny. Coincidentally, I'm back with her on this amazing episode. She had me on. We're doing an exchange of pollination of subscribers and listeners. And quite frankly, I couldn't care less if anybody listens. I'm having the time of my life having her on the show, bringing all the information. And quite frankly, I also know that you are enjoying every single moment that she's on our show. People are commenting and also giving me emails and letting us know in the DMs that you guys are enjoying the Janet episode. So make sure you check her out. Also, deplorablenation.com, the Deplorable Nation podcast, found on Rumble and all podcast platforms. But before we jump into that, ladies and gentlemen, do not forget to drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. And now, welcoming back to the stage from Deplorable Nation is the amazing, the grand ex-nurse, exposing not only vaccines and how they take care of them and the nursing environment and doctors and the pharmaceutical companies and Cloud Schwab or whatever his fucking name is. Please welcome Janet from the Deplorable Nation. Janet, welcome back to your show.
I am super excited to be back with you again, the humble host that you are. Love you to pieces. I think you're fantastic. And I am super duper stoked to do this episode because what we have been told about this in the past is baloney.
Anyways. You know what? You dropped a sprinkle of truth last time we spoke on our show. Also, ladies and gentlemen, you can find her at Janet Deplorable. Deplorable Janet on Instagram. And make sure to check her out on Rumble. She has a lot of content on Rumble. I didn't even know she was on Rumble that hard. She went in deep and she dropped our episodes. I was on her show. And I don't know if I told anybody, but you guys got to go check her out, man. She freaking blew it out of the freaking water, and she had me on, and it was amazing, and I had a really good time. And you sprinkled a little bit of truth, excuse me, on the last conversation we had here on Paranoid, and you told me something that there's a larger truth about cholesterol and also diabetes. Mm-hmm. But this precise episode will be dedicated on the truth, the historical value, and what the present day tells you about cholesterol. Please. Mm-hmm. What causes cholesterol in the first place? Please let the people know where they can find you.
You can find Deplorable Nation on every podcast platform. You can find me on Rumble at Deplorable Nation Podcast. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Twitter at No Janet, KNOW. And you can, that's because it's like account number 14. You can find me on Instagram at Deplorable Janet. So, that's right. Cholesterol is not what we have been sold or told all along, because your body actually manufactures cholesterol every single day that you are alive. It produces at least 200 milligrams of cholesterol a day. Hmm. And cholesterol is actually super important for the body because it helps in multiple different facets. Number one, it helps to manufacture vitamin D. So if your cholesterol levels are screwed up and you're not producing enough vitamin D and you don't go out in the sun, you're going to have a problem. Huh. It also produces all of your sex hormones. So testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, all of that stuff is necessary to have cholesterol to produce those.
Wow.
Those things can be a bigger problem later on in life, but it is also a protectant for the neurons in your brain, and the neurons are what makes your central nervous system function. And so if your cholesterol levels are too high or too low or whatever, then you have problems with mobility, memory, brain fog, all of the stuff that normally goes on. Plus, it provides like fluidity for your cell membranes because they have to have kind of like a slippery type surface to be able to function and to move in your body. And so cholesterol also does that. And it is also essential in forming and creating bile, which breaks down and dissolves fats in your body.
Okay. You said a mouthful. And I have to break this into strong points. First of all, I have a fucking question. Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios, it fights cholesterol, masala, canola oil, all these fucking oils,
Lies.
cooking oils. They say it fights cholesterol. Wait, does cholesterol need to be fought? First of all, that's a field question.
Well, yes and no, but everything that we've been told about it is bullshit because, like I said, your body creates at least 200 milligrams of cholesterol on its own per day. So 80% of the cholesterol in our bodies is created in our bodies. The foods that we ingest usually only account for about 20% of the cholesterol makeup. Now,
Making
here's
up the
the kicker.
100.
Here's the kicker. HDL and LDL, which is what everybody hears about when they go to the doctor, they get a lipid panel drawn and they're like, oh, your LDL is too low or your HDL is too high or whatever. They are not cholesterol. They are actually proteins that carry the cholesterol that your body manufactures. The HDL, which they've sold as good cholesterol, is not cholesterol at all. It carries cholesterol particles to your liver to be broken down because HDL is called high density lipoprotein, which means that it's larger in size. So it carries the HDL through your body to your liver to be broken down into smaller particles. And there is not just the LDL, there's a VLDL and an IDL, which are different size particles of cholesterol. Now, what happens when your body carries the HDL to the liver to be broken up and synthesized to be reused by your body? Your liver actually produces what's called ApoB 100. And that is kind of like a bouncer at a door at a nightclub, right? If it recognizes you, it will let you in with no problem. So it is responsible for letting cholesterol particles into the liver to be processed so that it turns around, makes them smaller, and then they change into LDL, which is low density lipoproteins, to be taken back out of the liver and back to your body. So
Check and balance.
what they've told us all along is bullshit because it's not cholesterol. They're actually protein particles that carry cholesterol molecules to the liver for repurposing by the body.
Then talking about the repurposing part, because this would mean that all of these strategic ingredients for food that we consume every single day, French fries, cereal, hamburger, even extra virgin olive oil fights cholesterol. This would
Lies.
mean that even these organic foods that are, again, quote unquote, fighting cholesterol are actually making you have less testosterone, like you said, and mm-hmm. the side effects, right?
Correct.
This is what I mean when you are at war with everything around you and everything that you consume, even to a cellular and molecular level. It's 100%. Microscopic. The war has been engaged, and we have been in a World War III since it started. Now, quite frankly, I don't remember, I'm 33 years old, and I don't remember a time where Cheerios didn't fight cholesterol. And this episode is not brought to you by Cheerios. I'm just fucking
It's brought to you by Pfizer. No, I'm kidding. jokes.
Yeah. This is wicked. It's wicked. Okay. So inflammation in the body. This is the next step I wanted to talk to you about. Now you're telling us that cholesterol has been targeted, and I'm using cholesterol very lightly here with quotation marks in the air, mm-hmm. has been targeted to be attacked by the food industry, by the pharmaceutical industry, by the mm-hmm. doctors, by the people that are playing this game for the majority of the public. And I'm 100% sure that the billionaires, the people that study the stars, the people in charge, the elites, don't eat this food. They grow their own food, and they know the truth behind it because they're the ones implying it upon
us. They have personal private chefs, right, that make their meals and do the shopping and stuff like that. And they can afford to import foods from other countries that don't have all the chemical and the processing that ours do.
They want to push retirement for you could collect your money up to, I think, 75. I believe Pelosi said she wanted to push it up to 75, yet people are expected to only make it like to 72 at an average. Correct me if I'm wrong. What the fuck? Average person.
if you die at a younger age via the diets that they tell you that you should follow for this, that, and the other, or, soy and everything, highly processed stuff, medications, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you die before the time to collect your retirement, then they don't have to pay you, right?
Absolutely. This is why, and I don't want to make this into a COVID relationship and a COVID conversation, but it's funny how the wave of people that died first were above 60 years old. It was the elderly. The people right. that died first. The people that were taking the respirators from were the elderly. The people that are out of work and are collecting right now Social Security are the elderly. As a matter of fact, when the freaking vaccination popped up, it was firstly introduced to the elderly. Mm-hmm. It's a sequence, bro. It's a sequence. This is amazing. Okay. Inflammation. Tell me how that starts. How is this diagnosed?
Well, here's one of the things that causes inflammation in your body. So, I said particles are broken down in the liver and repurposed via this ApoB100 that you have in your liver. Mm. However, if that doesn't recognize the HDL cholesterol particles that are being carried, then it doesn't let them in. It doesn't make them smaller. And so what happens is those particles stay outside of the liver, and then they start to break down. They start to oxidize, and oxidization actually causes inflammation in the joints. And here's another fun fact, and this is one of the leading causes of cholesterol issues outside of the liver being damaged from cholesterol meds or other prescription medications, is actually a B12 deficiency. B12 deficiency is so important in the inflammation process because B12 only comes from meat sources, animal proteins. And the highest concentration of B12 that you can get is actually from red meat. And how often do they tell you, oh, you should only have red meat once a week? You shouldn't eat red meat. Red meat is bad for you. You're damaging your own body because you're creating a B12 deficiency in your body, which is causing inflammation in your joints and in your organs.
I spoke about eating red meats and This is what I want. I was almost going to interrupt you. And I have a friend that shoots B12 directly into his bloodstream.
Bad idea. I'll explain that in a second.
Check this out. Now, this shout out goes to Juan. He is my Bible thumping Christian sparring partner. Every morning we go to church. So wherever, and this is what he told me. I'm not talking to you about the Bible so that you can become Christian. It's because I see that you're hungry for the truth. And I accept the truth. I really, really am interested in learning more about the Bible. So we go to church every morning. We have mass every morning, whatever you want to call it. Whether it's two people united talking about Jesus Christ, that's church, baby.
Amen.
So we go to church every single day. We're fucking it up. And we spar each other. And I challenge his ideas. And I challenge word. And now then he comes. Like, he clears it up, right? Mad shout outs to Juan. Check this out. The dude today told me, you're not supposed to eat meat because it gets stuck in the canals of your large intestine.
And that I was like, lie as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, from the horse's mouth. First of all, let's address the guy with the B12 that shoots it straight to his butt.
Okay.
What happens?
So B12 is actually called cobalamin. The B12 injections that are rampant at the doctor's offices, not just in that, but it's also marketed in energy shots and whatever, where it's like a cocktail with B12, right? It's not actually functioning B12. It is cyanocobalamin, which means that instead of just being B12, which is cobalamin, it has cyanide particles attached. Now, cyanide is dangerous to the human body, but they've marketed this very geniusly, right? That is the actual organic name for B12, and it is not. B12 is just cobalamin, and it comes from animal sources. So the B12 that's on the market is actually synthetic. It is lab manufactured B12.
Which is why they have to keep taking it, right?
B12 only comes from animal sources. So they're not injecting you with animal meat when you go to the doctor. This is a manufactured, synthesized form of B12.
That is an amazing bomb. You know what? I'm just going to throw his freaking knife. Gustavo, yo, bro, this episode goes out to you. Dedicating this shit out to you, dog. You need to bump this shit, bro. Massive love to every single person out there. And if you guys are shooting that shit, I swear to fucking God.
Stop.
You know what makes him up? He's a big hulky dude. And he goes to the gym a lot. So he shoots up B12 and he gets pumped up 2-3 days. And then he's in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a bad mood. He has a fuchi face. He has really bad energy. And he's a little sluggish. And
right.
He wants to be on his ass. And I'm like, yo, like, what happened
to our... And B12 from the doctor's office is packaged and sold to people as, this is your energy boost.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This will boost your energy. No, it does not, because it has cyanide particles attached to it. Cyanide is toxic to the human body.
Oh,
period.
My God.
And here's a little fun fact.
Yeah.
It's not just the B12 at the doctor's office that contains cyanide. There are multiple different cyanide sources that people eat in their diets on a regular basis. Almonds. A lot of people take bitter apricot seeds, bitter apricot oil. Those also produce or have cyanide in them. And cyanide, when broken down into the body, creates cellular death because it's a toxin.
But then okay, look, so again, another coworker, so I'm surrounded with a lot of people that have issues right now. I mean, it's just what happens, you know, everybody has an issue.
Right.
This coworker of mine is going through the problem of a fatty liver, and he's eating almonds and he's dieting. And so he's low-key killing himself.
Right.
What do you suggest for people like that?
We will talk about the fatty liver because I've been through that myself, right? But let me share with you, like, why B12 from animal sources is important, right? B12 is required by your body to control your nervous system. And so if you're not getting B12 from animal protein sources, you're going to be sluggish. You're going to be tired all the time. You're going to have headaches, brain fog, chronic fatigue issues. Obviously, you can get sick very easily. Your motor function skills are not good. Memory impairment, all of that stuff, right? It's also really important for what's called myelin synthesis. Myelin actually attaches to your nerves and your nervous system, makes them fire properly because it controls your memory and your learning centers in your brain.
Wow.
That is why a lot of people have a very hard time learning new information or even using muscle memory that we have. Like after an accident or something, it's more difficult now because of people's diets. It also is imperative for B12 from animal sources for maturation of red blood cells in your body and for your bone marrow. So those two things on their own, if they are not allowed to continue, you know, growing or maturing your blood cells and your bone marrow, that is when a lot of disease creeps in, right? Dis-ease. I'm not going to say there's actually such things, but that's when your body gets in a state of unwellness because your red blood cells carry iron and stuff throughout your body. So
I feel like I'm at a doctor's office with a very holistic doctor telling me you're doing everything wrong.
You are. No, and this, a lot of this stuff comes from, and this is why it was important for me to do this episode, because I know a lot of people have cholesterol issues. The next one that we're going to do is the diabetes issue, because it goes hand in hand with cholesterol stuff.
Yeah.
So here's some things that cause issues with your cholesterol and causes your cholesterol to be out of balance. And the very first thing is any kind of damage to your liver. And if you read the package inserts on vaccinations, medications of any kind, they can cause liver damage because your liver is the detoxifying organ of your body. Right. So any medications and even the cholesterol medications, right, that they prescribe you at the doctor damage your liver.
Wow.
Inflammation is another one, because oxidative stress, like I said, from the particles not breaking down because your liver is unhealthy, will cause that problem, the B12 deficiency. Steroid use, for all of those people that take steroids for chronic back pain or who are weightlifters, anything like that, if you use steroids on a regular basis, that's going to be a problem. And here's my favorite one. Anybody that takes a beta blocker, beta blockers are heart medications. I myself am on a beta blocker, have been for eons because I have a heart anomaly. Beta blockers actually cause your cholesterol to be higher because they're blocking the pathways in your system and beta. Okay, so the alpha or ApoB 100, Apo beta 100. So it is blocking those ApoB 100 cells on your liver if you're taking a beta blocker. So your cholesterol levels are naturally going to be higher. Also, diabetes, decreased thyroid or thyroid problems can cause problems like that. Kidney disease and also something called hemochromatosis. You know, I said a minute ago, your red blood cells are responsible for carrying, you know, iron particles and whatever through your bloodstream. And hemochromatosis, it actually takes out way too much iron from your bloodstream. And when that happens, your body can't process it. It doesn't know what to do with it. So it stores it in your joints and in your organs. Most common ones, of course, are the liver, the brain, the kidneys, your pancreas. Hello, diabetes. all of those kind of things in your joints, your skin, all of that. And eventually that causes your kidneys and stuff to shut down, causes organ failure. So how many people do you know that have diabetes or whatever that are also on dialysis?
Yeah.
It's from these things, and it causes it to settle like in your body. So one of the super duper important things for people to know is that inflammation is caused by three main culprits. That is sugar, which is in damn near everything you eat.
Oh my God.
Fruits have natural sugars, vegetables have natural sugars. And so the pushing of the vegan diet and stuff like that, I'm sorry if that's going to piss anyone off, but it's honest to God's truth. seed oils, oats, carbohydrates, anything like that turns to sugar. Sugar is the number one cause of inflammation in the body. The second is alcohol. Hello, again, sugar, but it's also made with barley and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so staying away from grains is a great idea. And the third one is any type of adrenal gland dysfunction. And so your body is not able to do like the fight or flight hormones. So that gets all messed up. So your adrenal glands on your kidneys are not able to produce the hormones needed to maintain your body in homeostasis. So that's why inflammation is rampant in your body.
Let me ask you, this is a freaking stupid question, but it just makes sense to ask. Why do they give bread before pasta at Olive Garden? Bread would get you fuller.
Yes.
And you won't buy no more pasta. I'm thinking, wait, now you're telling me that
or
bread
rolls
becomes
at a steakhouse. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Right. And so does the pasta. So here's a couple of things, right? Because I told you I went through the whole fatty liver thing. My liver enzymes, for whatever reason, were sky flipping high. And they're like, you're going to probably need like an organ transplant. And I'm like, the hell I am.
Uh-huh.
So here's a suggestion. If you're on cholesterol medication like Crestor, Lipitor, anything like that, stop. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. It is so imperative that you stop it because they damage your liver. That is the very first thing that happens in your body. You will notice your liver enzymes go up. Here's something that helps. People are going to think this is batshit woo-woo crazy, but it's not. Because, there's all kinds of supplements out there that people talk about all the time, like milk thistle and, stuff like that. However, if you take a supplement like milk thistle to help restore your liver, your liver, since it's a detoxifier, is going to release those toxins into your bloodstream and not know what to do. So you're going to need to do a liver cleanse, a strict liver cleanse, before you ever take milk thistle. But the one thing that will help repair, outside of stopping your medications for cholesterol, is actually lemongrass. Lemongrass oil, like essential oil. And you want to get a therapeutic grade, but lemongrass oil is very reparative and restorative for the liver, which means that it will strengthen and return to health those ApoB100 cells that are needed, that are the gatekeepers of your HDL proteins that go into the liver. And so to apply the lemongrass oil, you have what's called VitaFlex points. They're on your hands and your feet. You can look up a VitaFlex chart on the internet. And all you do is put like a drop of the essential oil on your hands or your feet. massage it in and do that literally every day, just once a day, and that will fix your liver.
You don't even have
problems.
To drink the lemongrass. You just put it in your palm.
Correct.
And play footsie with yourself.
Correct. Now, they do also have lemongrass, like you can get Ayurvedic, like lemongrass tea.
Uh-huh.
But it's not going to be the same strength as what the lemongrass essential oil is.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it's literally like $12. It doesn't cost
much. How is this stuff so cheap and so helpful and so underrated and underpopularized, like undermarketed, right? Like,
right.
It's fucking wild. And then even the ones that you find at Walmart are probably still even also synthetic.
So outside of the lemongrass oil and stopping medications and stuff, a dietary change is in order. Like I said, the two main culprits for every human being are sugar and uh-huh. alcohol.
I can't let go of sugar, dude. I'm fucking addicted, bro. I
know, but the reason why you're addicted to sugar is because the craving center in your brain, which controls your nervous system function, like I said, B12 is imperative. And so people need to be eating higher sources of protein, animal proteins. I will tell you, personal story-wise, and this only went on for 45 days before I went to the doctor and had my labs redrawn, right? Because I've like I said, I've had a problem with cholesterol issues, high triglycerides. They thought I was going to need a liver transplant, the whole nine yards, right?
Huh.
Because I'm on a beta blocker, because I'm a heart patient. So here you go. Total cholesterol numbers should be regular numbers. Let's see here. Okay, your triglycerides should be under 149. Total cholesterol should be under 200.
Uh-huh.
HDL, which they'll tell you is the good cholesterol, should be 60, around 60. It's different for men and women. Women are usually 50. Men are usually 40. LDL is supposed to be under 100. So I did the strict carnivore diet for 45 days before I went to the doctor. I cut out all sugar. I didn't eat any vegetables. I didn't eat any breads.
You went
caveman.
Like that. Caveman right. style. Okay.
So you can have meat. You can have eggs. You can have butter. Like throw away the cooking oil, throw away the cooking spray, make everything with real butter. You can eat full fat dairy. So things like cottage cheese, ricotta cheese. If you like Greek yogurt, I hate Greek yogurt.
Kraft singles. Mm-hmm.
No.
It was a joke.
real cheese, like Sargento, Tillamook, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have cheese because I love cheese and I can't give up cheese. That's my weakness. But I gave up all sugar, all bread, all carbs, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I
and
lowered.
Cheerios. Absolutely right.
Yeah, I lowered my triglyceride numbers over 200 points for a 45 day dietary change. My total cholesterol, I got down 43 points, and everything else is in normal range.
Why wouldn't they want you to eat more meat?
Well, why wouldn't they? Because your body gets sicker, right? That's why they sell the vegan diet to everybody. Or that's why now the WEF is like, oh, everybody's going to eat bugs. We're going to do away with cows because the methane emissions.
You know, Janet, it's funny. It's funny because there was this female comedian. I forgot her name. Hashtag look it up, ladies and gentlemen. And she was talking to me how in the 80s, when she was growing up, in her era, men were stronger, healthier.
Correct.
They had less allergies, mm-hmm. less allergies to bread and wheat and toast mm-hmm. and muffins and bullshit. And they couldn't touch. Like, there was less sickness in men. And the more you back up in history, you see that a lot of people say that, for example, my religious friends, they say, oh, the caveman never existed. The evolution theory never existed. Okay. But if you even go back to the early days of men and Noah, these guys were living up to 200, 300 years. And back then, the way they would cultivate food was different. Their soil was mm-hmm. different. And the food that they were eating had to do with a lot of meat in them. They would hunt.
Right.
They wouldn't eat breakfast the way we eat bacon and eggs and ham in the morning with Spam and stuff in a can served right. for you. No, they would go out there with a freaking bow and arrow. The women would stay with the kids and pick up berries. And the men would go out there and sacrifice their life to get a freaking mammoth or a freaking saber-toothed tiger. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They would kill. And then if they wouldn't kill, they wouldn't eat. So their breakfast was a reward for them to go from hunting.
Right.
And all of their food had to do with meat. And this is how straw men, look at the Samoans. Perfect mm-hmm. example. Their genetic code is just beefy as fuck because all right. they do is eat meat, red meat, right?
Well, you want to know like the funny thing about why this came out in the first place
mm-hmm.
and why like your doctor's office is so misinformed, because they always tell you that cholesterol is very closely related to heart disease. The study for this actually came out in the 1950s. It was by a man named Ansel Keys, who mm-hmm. was commissioned by President Truman,
uh-huh.
Because his predecessor, Wilson, had a heart attack, right? Had a stroke. Mm-hmm. And so they had been trying for years to push through universal health care, right?
Yeah.
And Medicare. So this guy was commissioned to do this study, and he's like, okay, well, I'm going to use every country in the world, and we're going to study their diets and what the incidence is with heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a lot of countries in the world, but guess what? He only used 22 studies or 22 countries for his study, and he excluded every country that had a high-fat diet, but low incidence of heart disease. And he also excluded every country that had a low-fat diet with high heart disease.
Uh-huh.
So the numbers were very skewed. It was cherry-picked information, but that yeah. is what was sold to the public of relating your cholesterol issues to heart disease. They're not the same thing. And the only way they can ever tell you, because I've heard this my whole entire life being a nurse,
mm-hmm.
And they will tell patients repeatedly, well, you have high cholesterol because it's hereditary. Well, here is a little fun fact.
Oh, my God.
Cholesterol levels cannot be deemed as hereditary if they're only drawing the cholesterol panel, the lipid panel. You actually have to draw markers for that ApoB100. That is the only way you can tell if it is genetic. And the reason why it's genetic is because it is a genetic mutation. If it is missing or damaged on that specific gene marker, that's the only way that you know it's hereditary.
So they're mass marketing and lying yes. to your face in order yes. to get you on their fucking drug and continue coming yes. back as a consumer.
Yes. And I will tell you, just like diabetes, the laboratory normal numbers for cholesterol and stuff keep changing. They keep making them lower and lower and lower so that they can gather up more people to put on medications. They have done the same thing with diabetic patients with the A1C number.
Uh-huh.
It keeps getting lower and lower and lower. And now they're telling everybody that they're, quote, pre-diabetic. And we strongly suggest you take medication.
This is where all of us need to take a second look at how we are living
mm-hmm.
and contributing to information. And right. I'm gonna tell you why, because if we were a little bit more economically independent, because I mean, if you think about it, where do they sell the most? The ghetto, where insurance is giving by the federal government and the local government, and
right.
they could mass produce it and mass sell it to the people and the poverty level people that live the lowest class. These are the people that are the sickest. If we had the opportunity to be economically independent, we could stop consuming the information and the drugs, but the information they're giving us selectively, and then do our own fucking research. What you just said was these people hand-selected a handful of countries to find the answer they needed.
Exactly. That is the exact same thing they do with literally every medical study. And it is funded by the interested party, whether it's Pfizer or whoever else, whatever their interest is. And that's why I said this study was commissioned at the time that Wilson had just had a heart attack, just had a stroke, and wasn't able to complete his duties. So Truman took over, and they're trying to push through universal health care. That FDR had started.
It matches.
Yes. And that is why this was such a big thing. And they ran with it. And it's literally called the lipid hypothesis, because it is not proven. It has never been proven. There is never a causal link that has been 100% proven and shown between cholesterol and heart disease. At all. None.
The entire premise of science is theory.
That's the Big Bang.
It's a gravity. Fucking theory. Evolution is a fucking theory. Even science. And everything is a science. If you want to break everything to a vibrational, microscopic level, everything is a science, bro. You know, like, and this is what you were saying, Angel 333, shout outs to God Pill. She said, even science and this the concoction of getting a shot up through by a vaccine, it is a science to break you down from the inside out. It's
right.
Witchcraft. It's basically the science to, you know, it's black magic. And yeah, it's fucking huge.
And correct. And if you think about like the cholesterol stuff and how much they have manipulated, like the food pyramid. You know, and the food pyramid is actually inverse of what it should be. It's upside down, because you should not be eating grains, nuts, seed oil. So canola oil, mazola oil, like all of that stuff. You should not be using any of that. And you should be going back to meat sources. Never eat highly processed foods. Like if you're going to get ham, buy an actual ham. Don't buy deli meat, because that has so much just crap in it. Even
red dye.
Even seasonings that you buy at the grocery store.
Don't tell me that, dude.
Are literally full of toxins. That is why I started making my own. I don't buy crap at the store because it's full of man-made toxic crap. All of it.
What country was it that said if elected president, he was going to give every single family member a cow? Who was it? Was it Vladimir
Putin?
Oh, yeah,
I saw that. That's, you know what? Bring it on, because buying a side of beef is really, really expensive. And unless you have like a deep freeze, there's no way in hell you'd be able to put all your meat in. But here's the thing. When you do like a conscious effort, and it doesn't have to be long term to do carnivore, right? You can do, if it's really difficult to start out, you can do it like 4 days a week and then gradually increase. And I tell you, I guarantee you that before you go to get your 3 month blood sugar drawn, or before you get your lipids drawn again, at least do it for like, you know, give it a good month and a half, 2 months or whatever. Or if it's easy for you, continue doing it. The weight loss benefits are fantastic.
So you don't gain weight with red meat?
Oh, God, no. You lose
What?
weight. You
Why is the
lose.
other way around? Why do we
I
keep seeing
told you
this?
because if they can get you to eat like health foods from the store, right? Why is there a health food aisle? Our food should be healthy from the get-go. They should not have to create a health
100%.
food aisle.
100%.
They can create lifelong patients by having you eat the wrong foods, having you eat the inverse of what the food pyramid is. You should only eat red meat like once a month or whatever. And that's what has been told to us. We've been told eggs are dangerous, the whole nine yards. Eggs are one of the best sources of protein outside of meat that you could get.
This is why it's so expensive to buy eggs and meat.
So if you clear out like the sugar and the processed and the, you know, the bread and carbs and all that stuff, focus on your meat, focus on eggs, 100% cheese, real cheese, not processed government
Kraft
stuff. You know
singles
what I'm saying?
or
No. No.
Cheerios.
Cut out grains, nuts, all of that kind of stuff. And make a conscious effort. Not only do you see weight loss where you don't have to try, it comes off. You don't have to work out, it just comes off. Any kind of bloating, gas, bowel
No
issues,
way, dude. Shut up,
joint
man.
pain, fatigue, you know, all of that stuff goes away. At first, you will have a little bit of issues with your digestive system, and the reason is because your body's detoxifying.
Makes
So
sense.
you are actually expelling through your bowels like all of
Mold.
the junk that has been
Preparing
stored
itself.
up in your liver and whatnot. That usually is gone within like 5 days. Your bowels will regulate. You'll be completely normal. And like I said, the benefits as far as, you know, fatigue and bloating and gas and all of that stuff, it goes away.
Janet, pushing on towards the final stage of this amazing episode. You've taken it over. Janet, it's so hard to explain and give these details to people that have been eating the shit on a daily basis. And even worse, the people that don't have an option but to eat the shit on a daily basis. It's so hard. I had this conversation this morning, and my boy, my homie at work was so convinced that because the way that your intestines shaped, you were stored the fucking the meat as shit, and a dog's. It was just it almost sounded like he almost had me going, and I was like, no, that's not how it works. The shape of things, right? It has nothing to do with it. It's really hard to understand it, and it's really hard to explain it to a person that has no hope. And specifically, a person when they say an old dog doesn't learn new tricks, that's exactly what it means. But this is why we have this amazing podcast and amazing collaborations with you because you come straightforward with information that is not just your idea or based on emotion. It's information that people have at their fingertips. It takes 5 seconds to go to the search bar and search for the information we're giving you. By all means, don't believe us. Do the research your goddamn self. Hashtag look it up. And at the same time that you're punching in Paranoid Radio Podcast is the best fucking podcast on the fucking planet, second to none. Make sure you
Amen.
check out the ProBonation Podcast. Janet, let them know where they can find you.
You can find Deplorable Nation Podcast on Rumble. You can find me on every podcast platform. If you want like watch a video, please go to Rumble and check that out over there because that's the only place I post video. If you want to have a chit chat, if you want to hook up, ask questions, you want to come on the show, whatever it is, find me on Instagram at Deplorable Janet. Find me on Twitter at No Janet, KNOW. That's
Janet,
it.
you are, I think, my sixth Paranoid Radio wonder. We have seven of them. You're gonna be my number six. It's huge because the amount of information you've been brought to the show that people enjoy very much. I have people hitting me up like, yo, I didn't know about this and that, because a lot of us are uneducated, man. I picked up on a trade. I dropped out of high school, lady. And I'm gonna be fucking famous. And yeah, in the name of Jesus Christ, I already am victorious. I'm a huge fucking person with a huge heart, and I'm the best father in the planet also. But look, that's not about me. It's about you. You have something that I need and that a lot of people also need, which is the knowledge. And you are a fountain of knowledge. And that, we could deposit that into the bank of knowledge here at Paranoid Reader Podcast. And you have been depositing that also on Rumble. So people, if you want to learn more, not only about Janet, but about her background and everything else, all the other topics that she's not only discussed here, but has on her show, make sure you check her out, please, at Rumble, the Pro Open Nation Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today. I want to thank every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space. Do not forget to drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and check us out at ParanoidRadio.com.
And don't forget, next week on Wednesday, I am dropping the episode with you.
Ouch.
It's a banger of an episode. We go very deep into imaginary friends.
Yeah.
So yeah. Make sure you go check that out. Or if you want to watch the videos get released early. So it is already up on Rumble.
You know what? The episode of Imaginary Friends on your show was better than the one on my show with Pat. And it dropped before. I was like, what the heck? You hijacked it before me even dropping it. Janet, thank you so much. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Thanks,
thank you for joining me.
Paranoid Radio.